neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Aliforno, the Greek general that had his eyes on the daughter of Yohanan Kohen Gadol.
What was her name?
Yehudit. That he had some plan. So now, when he arrives, she gives him lots of salty cheese, bulgar and cheddar cheese. And then he becomes very thirsty, and she gives him lots of high-volume alcohol wine. And then he falls asleep. Then that was the end of him. So the Gezera was canceled because he was the general. It was a very high position. So this matter took place many years before what took place in Hanukkah. But it was just a warning for society of ideology of the Greeks. So that's why this minhag is brought, that we eat dairy products. Zecher le Yehudit HaTzadeket, that she was a very courageous lady to do such a thing. It's okay, yeah, it's fine, yeah. But make sure you who you are eating with. So now, Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Baghdad, Sochdo Maren Aleinu, Rabbi brings a quote that chalav, and it means dairy product, is the first letter of Chodesh, and then the bet is the second letter of Shabbat, and Mila is the third letter of Lamed, yes. So Chodesh, Shabbat, Mila, the first, second, and third is Chalav. That's another insight. Avinu Tzadok HaKohen also brings an interesting thing, that as we have an additional blessing in our Lachash, it's called Laminim Velamalshinim Ati Tirva. Actually, this Bracha was added because of the Mosrim. What is Mosrim? The Yehudim that went against their own brothers. So why? Because they didn't believe in oral Torah, because they turned Reform and conservatives. So Rav Tzadok HaKohen explains that in Chag Shavuot also we eat Halavi. So that's what exactly we do, we repeat, we eat halavi. Why? Because the Torah Sheba'al Peh, the whole concept of the Torah Shebichtav cannot be understood without Gemara and Talmud. So that's why we eat halavi, because it's the second, actually, Shavuot, Chag Shavuot. Children, brothers, that's what Rashi explains, right? Pasuk 46. Why? What's the difference between brother and children?
Children, your children.
Right?
Yours. Brother is brother.
Okay.
Two different parents.
Okay. What's the difference?
Brothers and
sisters. So one is brother and one is children. Hazak Baruch. Very nice. So in Hebrew, the term that we use for brother, what is it? Ach.
Ach,
Achim. Why?
Because two brothers, you go to the Ach.
Because one cares about the Ach of the other. He cares. So that's why Achim, when one says Ach, that means he's in pain. So So the other one runs to help him. This is called Achim. Yeah. So that's why it's called Achim, because that's what they're good for. So now here we see that Rashi HaKadosh explains that when Yaakov Avinu Shalom wanted to make this covenant as a symbolic, these stones put together one another, he called the children Achim. Why? Because many times, like let's say you happen to be somewhere, and then you turn around, you see there's nobody there. As they say, they put your hand in a peel-off walnut. You know what that is? Okay, you ask tonight, they explain to you. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh says, why the children of Yaakov Avinu Shalom, they're given the term of Achim, because you need to do a lot of work here. So you need somebody to back you up. So the children of Yaakov Avinu Shalom, they were caring children, they were tzaddikim, they loved their father, so they came and helped. So now that's a very important point, that sometimes, you know, you're looking for Achim. What is that for Achim? That means you have some Ach that needs to be taken care of. You need the Achim to come and take care of it. So that's one point. But here we see a very interesting thing, and that is, Laban was not around there. You know, it's very interesting. You see, look at the Pesukim afterwards. Laban says, see, this stones that I erected was lying. He didn't do nothing. Nothing. He didn't do nothing. But you look at the Pesuk, he lies again. He says, I did this. But here, he didn't do nothing. Yaakov and his children did it. So now here, they learn a very interesting thing. One point relates to one-to-one relationship. But the other matter here is that some type of, let's say, organization, type of work, when they go to work, they wear uniform. What does that mean?
They're all uniform.
They're all uniform. For how long?
As long as they're wearing it.
That means as long as they're working, like 9 to 5, 8 to 4, 10 to 6. So after they leave the work, what happens?
Each goes his own way.
That's it, you know. You take your uniform out, that means I have nothing to do with you. Who are you? That's it. So I hear many times that there was an unfortunate misunderstanding that happened in Europe, let's say, in Germany, in Spain. The Jews felt, you know, let's wear the uniform. They did exactly the same thing that other people did. Exactly. They went the same place. They ate the same thing in the same time. And then in the end, they realize, no. They don't believe our uniform that we wore. But they felt, let's to be like them. Like last week, we had the memorial of Kristallnacht. November 2nd. So that's what happened. They felt they're one. That's what they wanted to be. But then in the end they realized, no, they don't believe on the uniform. But they wanted to be exactly the same thing. So here we see Tatar Moshe is teaching us a very interesting thing. It's an unbelievable thing. Laban says this covenant is called Yigasa Huduta. According to his understanding, his language, Yaakov says, no, this is not Yegar Sahaduta. This is Gal'et. What do you mean? It has nothing to do with us, how you call it. Just imagine today, you talk to an 8-year-old kid, 3-year-old kid. How does he talk to you? What language he talks to you? English.
Yes.
The parents are Persian or Israeli. No? We talk to you in English. Here, after 20 years, Yaakov Avinu Shalom says, no, we don't believe in your language. And here we see Tzadok HaKadosh is teaching us, we have to be very cautious that Chas v'Shalom, their custom will not blend in your system. And that's why here, what difference does it make? You call it anything you want. But here, John Lushan comes and tells us, no, that is a start of disaster. When you accept the term of other nation, then it's the end of it. And that's why here we see the whole scenario that Laban chases after Yaakov and how the covenant takes place, who eats with who eats with the other, how they name it, only to teach us, be cautious. And we have experience, you know, what happened in Germany, what happened in Spain. Why? Because they didn't learn what exactly happened here. Fine. Fine. That's true. But the point of the matter here is, Yaakov didn't accept it. Yaakov didn't accept it. And we see, as we see exactly what we're going to learn this Shabbat, Esav suggests Yaakov, let's go together. Let's walk together. He said, no, Chasu Shalom, we cannot cope with you. We cannot pay, we don't have the pace as you. She said, you go. No, we come. We'll meet later. Why? Because that was his intention. It was. Let's walk together. Let's do the same thing together. Let's learn from one another. I said, Chasu Shalom. Chasu Shalom. We cannot create a harmony with one another. And that's what exactly the whole alert is. Chasu Shalom. You should not feel, you know, what's a big deal? You know, what difference does it make? No.
What would have been wrong to Yaakov?
Esav? Yeah. So that's the whole point. Because when Yaakov and Shalom we see it, he tells him, Yeladim Rakim, they're naive. Look at today, where they at, what they do, what the mentality is all about. You ask him, who is Abraham? He doesn't know. Who is Yitzhak? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Why? Because he's Rakim. They're naive. And that's what Yaakov Avinu is teaching us. Yeladim Rakim. And they're so easy to be molded. And that's what we see today. Happen to be.
Koilani Shomote. Hallel ko halleluko. Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote. Hallel ko halleluko. Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.